Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. This week's blog, dated June 23rd, 2023, is titled, The Last 5%. I really enjoy the word grit. It's a mix of tenacity, perseverance, a roll up the sleeves and get dirty attitude, resilience, and the ability to get things done. In many ways, it's the difference between success and failure, winning and losing. It tends to reveal itself after normal working hours on the job or beyond the normal human tolerance for suffering. It reminds me a little of sandpaper, which is rated by grit, because it has the ability to bite back when mistreated. Ever accidentally scuff the knuckle against coarse-grained sandpaper? It'll take your skin off. Grit has moxie. I used to teach my sons the, quote, last 5% rule. The concept is something I named to express that in a competitive environment, for example, sport or business, the majority of people in this world can match each other 95% of the time. For example, take two equally talented runners. Which one wins on any given day? The one with the most grit. The one willing to dig deeper than their competitor. The one willing to keep going and suffer when their own body is screaming, stop. It's pretty amazing how often long distance races come down to the wire. It's almost as if the first 95% of it is designed to get the field to the point of exhaustion so that the one with the most heart can be identified. Grit wins. The most naturally talented people aren't always the victors. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team, so he worked harder. Tiger Woods once said that John Daly had more natural talent than he did, so he went to practice while John drank at the bar. Bill Gates used to sleep at his office for days. Elon Musk says he worked 20-hour days for years. Winning requires hard work and persistent determination. What about success in the spiritual life? Does this require grit? Or should we suppose, as some do, God will do all the work? Well, what does the Bible say? Judges 8:4. And Gideon came to the Jordan and crossed over, he and the 300 men who were with him, exhausted, yet pursuing. God promised Gideon success, and yet Gideon didn't sit back and expect it to happen in the absence of personal effort. Just the opposite is true. He and his men were, quote, exhausted yet pursuing, verse 4. Pursuit of victory implies pushing through to the end. We must choose not to give up. Job 2, 3 through 5 reads, And the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, who fears God and turns away from evil? He still holds fast his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without reason. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Skin for skin, all that a man has he will give for his life. But stretch out your hand and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse you to your face. Sadly, Satan's accusation that Job would fold under pressure is an accurate one for most people in this world. At much lower levels of stress even. Job had true grit, so he never failed. His wife did, unfortunately. Maybe that's why God proffered Job up for satanic testing instead of his wife. James 5:10 through 12 reads, As an example of suffering and patience, brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we consider those blessed who remain steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brothers, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation. Grit upholds convictions. Quote, let your yes be yes and your no be no, verse 12. The Bible humbles us by giving us examples of both insects and animals who exhibit more grit than most humans do. When's the last time you saw an ant give up, regardless of the task? I've observed them dragging objects 10 times their size towards their anthill. How long does it take a tunnel-dwelling animal to dig a tunnel? In combat, these species fight with life and limb. It's all in for them. They do whatever is necessary, always. Proverbs 30, 25 through 26 reads, "The ants are a people not strong, yet they provide their food in the summer. The rock badgers are a people not mighty, yet they make their homes in the cliffs." Funny, as I was writing this blog, a member of my congregation sent me a picture of a placard that read, "Do not pray for easy lives. Pray to be stronger men." What an endorsement by God the Holy Spirit in this moment. I guess we ought to listen to what the Spirit has to say here, huh? God's timing is perfect. If you're reading this, please know that God really wants you to pay attention. So may I encourage you to think about the last 5% rule the next time you feel like giving up. Remember that it is perseverance that builds character. Romans 5, 3 through 5. The first 95% of any race is simply the vehicle used to get you to the point of testing to see what you're made of. For the most part, anyone can cover that ground. It's that last 5% that matters most, disproportionately so. It's your opportunity to show your grit and bring glory to God. When you feel like quitting and the kingdom of darkness is whispering in your ear that you don't have what it takes, just think of all those who have run this race before you. Think of Jesus. Hebrews 12, 1 through 3 reads, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted." Grit separates winners and losers. We will have to wait until the end of the race to see who had it and who didn't. Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this, please visit us at nccdighton.org. That's nccdighton.org. Until next time, God bless and have a wonderful day in God's matchless grace.